David. 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 David.
Do you want to go to
your copy? Oh,
I didn't see that. Jo-san, good morning. It's a privilege to be with everyone. It's so wonderful to see so many brothers and sisters here this morning. If you don't know me, I'm Dominic, and I have the privilege to be the youth pastor here. Advent means coming, and we celebrate the physical coming of the presence of God in the form of Jesus.
當臨期是意思是來臨的意思，我哋慶祝神喺耶穌裏邊嘅同在係實質嘅來臨。
And at Christmas, we celebrate the prophecies of the saving one, the foreshadowing of Christ, and the promises of God. And we celebrate all of these because they all come together and they find themselves in the form of a helpless baby who turns our world upside down.
在聖誕節我們慶祝一個拯救者的預言，基督的預兆和神的應許，我們慶祝這些事情都是由一個無助的嬰孩形式出現，作為一個高潮，它顛覆了我們這個世界。
And so today I want to focus us on the decision-making process and the calculated cost of Joseph's obedience and how that eventually leads to peace.
因為我們要留意的是關於約瑟做了一個決定，以及他信服所付出的計算了的代價，以及這些事情最終是怎樣帶來平安。The
Gospel of Matthew opens with a list of people that Jesus is related to.
馬太福音一開始的時候是列出了一份名單，是跟耶穌有關的人的名單。And
the point of this list is to tell us that Jesus is actually He is actually associated to royalty.
And
Matthew is particularly interested in convincing his readers and us that Jesus is in fact the Christ, the saving one that God has promised to Israel for many generations before.
在馬太是很有興趣，是向他們原本的讀者和我們講，耶穌是神應許的，給以色列人的一個拯救者。And
so before we continue on in God's word, let's turn to the Lord in prayer together one more time.
我們看神的話語前，我們一起祈禱。Father
God, as we ponder what it might mean for us to experience peace this Christmas season, I pray that you help us appreciate Christmas and focus on what you want us to hone in on this Christmas season.
神啊，當我哋思考今日呢個聖誕節期間平安嘅意思係咩嘅時候，我祈求你幫助我哋更加能夠欣賞聖誕節，並且能夠去專注於你希望我哋喺呢個聖誕節裏邊去留意嘅東西。Help
us understand the Bible and the way it interacts and connects with our own personal lives this morning.
幫助我哋去明白聖經，以及佢點樣樣去影響到同埋聯繫到我哋生活當中。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
奉基督的名祈求, amen.
I know that I'm not the only one that when we feel shame, we want to cover up the shame.
我知道我不是唯一一個人，當我們感到羞恥的時候，會找一些方法去掩藏。
We all do that, don't we? We don't want anyone else to know how just messed up we are, how broken we are.
我們都是這樣，是不是？我們如果我們不想讓人知道我們在生命裏面有多麼多的問題。Guilt
and shame are practically twins, aren't they?
內疚和羞恥實際上是一個雙胞胎，是不是？
But they're different.
但是他們有些不同。Guilt
is usually I did something bad.
內疚通常是我做錯了一些事。
While shame is I am bad.
而羞恥是我很壞。
Guilt is the wound, shame is the scar.
內疚是一個傷口，而羞恥是一個疤痕。
Guilt says, you did something wrong, whereas shame says, that's why you need to hide. You're no good.
內疚說你做錯了事，而羞恥說這件事就是因為你這樣，所以你要躲起來，你不好。
Shame says, you deserve to live in darkness. Come with me, I'll lead the way.
羞恥話你應該生活喺黑暗當中，你跟我嚟啦，我帶你去。
More often, we can face our guilt and acknowledge that we did something wrong. But when we feel shame, we want to run and we want to hide and we want to cover up our shame.
很多時候我們比較容易去面對我們的內疚，我們都可以是承認我們做錯了事，但是當我們感到羞恥的時候，我們是會想去躲起去走去逃跑，也都去掩飾我們的羞恥。
So the primary question I want to pose to all of us this morning is this: how can our shame lead to peace?
所以我們今天早上我們要提出的主要的問題，就是我們的羞恥怎樣可以帶來平安呢？
How can our shame lead to peace? How can I go from I am a worthless person to I am peace, I am at peace with who I am, including all of my many imperfections?
我們的羞恥怎樣帶來平安？我們怎樣去從我是一個無用的人，去到我可以跟自己本身去和平共處，也都包括我們自己不完美的地方。
I want us to answer this question for ourselves because on the face of it, shame can never lead to peace.
我想講呢啲，因為我哋從表面上睇，羞恥係永遠唔會帶嚟平安嘅。
But our passage this morning demonstrates how we can find peace within our shame.
但係今日經文，我哋可以會睇到點樣係從羞恥裏邊，我哋可以揾到平安。
And so I believe the passage raises four questions that we will try to answer how shame can lead to peace.
所以我哋今日嘅經文會睇到四個問題，我哋亦都嘗試係由呢個四個問題去睇到點樣從羞恥揾到平安。
First, where does shame come from, and what are the circumstances or the situations where our shame may arise, and what is the origin of our shame?
第一，我哋會係睇究竟羞恥係邊係從何而嚟，喺咩情況之下我哋會覺得羞恥，而我哋嘅羞恥嘅來源喺邊度咧？
Secondly, how do we tend to deal with our shame? Or what's our preferred method of dealing with it? And what steps do we take when we experience that shame? So that's the second thing.
其次的是我们会怎样处理我们的羞耻，或者我们如果有羞耻的时候，我们的首选方法是什么呢？当我们感到羞耻的时候，我们会采取什么措施去对付呢？
Thirdly, how does God want us to deal with that shame?And what response does God desire for us to address our shame?
第三个是神希望我们怎样去处理我们的羞耻呢？而神希望我们怎样去回应去对付我们这些羞耻。
And lastly, why does God deal with our shame? How does God resolve our shame? Or to put it a different way, what's the result of God dealing with our shame?
而最後的問題就是點解神要我哋處理羞恥嘅問題？神點樣去幫我哋解決？又或者換句話講，係我哋嘅羞恥係神對付咗之後有啲咩嘅結果
？So if you're taking notes, it's simply where does shame come from? Number one.
所以如果你係抄筆記嘅話，好簡單，就係第一，羞恥從何而嚟
？Number two, how do we tend to deal with our shame? Number three, how does God want us to deal with our shame? And number four, why does God deal with our shame?
第二是我们倾向是怎样自己处理我们的羞耻问题，第三是神希望我们怎样处理我们的羞耻，而最后是为什么神要处理我们的羞耻。
So let's begin first by seeing where does our shame come from.
所以第一我们先看究竟羞耻是从何而来的呢？
And we'll start right at the beginning of our passage. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way.
我们首先从今天的经文开始看，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
It's a bit odd that Matthew begins the birth narrative of Jesus this way.
聖經咁樣開始，馬太咁樣寫呢個耶穌誕生嘅開始有啲奇怪。
When I hear this and I read this, I feel like I'm ready to read about all the details about who was there, how did it happen, what time, all these little details.
當我睇呢段經文嘅時候，我會係準備去睇一啲關於耶穌出生嘅細節，究竟喺邊度咧？係咩時候咧？各樣嘅細節。
Because that's exactly what the passage says. It says, now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. But instead of providing the details, the passage focuses on Jesus. And most importantly, that Jesus was born into shame.
更加去 specific 就是耶稣是出生在羞耻之中。
He was born into a family embroiled in shame.
他出生在一个陷入了羞耻的家庭里面。
When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
经文继续，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
So Mary is considered to be an adult woman in her society, and she was very likely the same age of some of our Lighthouse students, maybe an 8th, 9th, 10th grade girl today.
玛利亚在当时的社会已经是一个成年的 女性了，她可能跟我们现在这里 ACC 的 Lighthouse 的学生差不多，或者是可能她是8年级、9年级或者10年级了。
And what the passage is trying to say is that she was betrothed, which is like a serious engagement.
这段经文讲到一个字叫做她已经许配了人，这个意思就是比订婚更加认真的一个事情。
And the only way to break a betrothal is actually through a divorce, which is in verse 19.
如果要解除这个许配唯一的方法就是要离婚，就是在第十九节这样讲到。
And the betrothal process, this is actually a common step for Jewish couples to go through. So there's nothing out of the ordinary here. There's nothing unique or anything. This is all very normal.
So here, actually, the betrothal process is very common in the Israelite culture. Here, there's nothing special about it.
All that prelude, all that information about how a betrothal works is important because it tells us why Matthew says, before they came together. As in consummating their marriage sexually.
咁呢度讲关于佢许配嘅事情系好紧要嘅，因为佢话到俾我哋听，点解马太特别讲还没有迎娶，即系未洞房。
So before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
佢哋未洞房嘅时候，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
At the time, Joseph doesn't know that Mary is pregnant by way of the Holy Spirit, because since when has that ever happened before?
咁约瑟嗰阵时唔知道玛利亚系因为圣灵怀孕，咁实质上有这个世界有几时发生过呢件咁嘅事情咧？
All he knows, and everyone in Bethlehem knows, that Mary is beginning to show a baby bump.
所有的人，包括伯利恒的人和约瑟，只知道玛利亚大了肚。
So the natural, most obvious, logical conclusion is that she must have had an affair while betrothed, as the scripture says, that she was found to be with child.
咁好自然嘅逻辑嘅谂法就系，佢一定系喺呢个许配咗嘅时候有外遇啦。咁又好似经文咁讲，玛利亚就怀了孕，不过冇咗圣灵。
So think about it. Mary must have felt some sort of shame for beginning to show a baby bump, but she can't really explain to everyone what's going on.
So Mary, at that time, is definitely will feel this big bump, will feel very embarrassed, but you can't explain it to anyone.
This baby bump is a physical expression of her supposed unfaithfulness.
She has grown a baby bump, which is a physical expression of her supposed unfaithfulness. She has grown a baby bump, which is a physical expression
The reality is that is the furthest thing from the truth.
咁实质上系好明显唔系咁样样啦。
Deuteronomy 22 explains the punishment if one of the betrothed is found to be unfaithful, and the punishment is being stoned to death.
咁喺生命记22节系要讲到，如果已经许配咗人嘅其中一方发现咗不忠嘅时候，惩罚嘅方法就用石头打死佢。
So this is a very serious matter that she is facing right now.
所以这件是一件非常非常严重的事情。
But this is God's will.
但这个是神的旨意。
I'd imagine that Joseph also was very restless, lacking a peace in his heart for not understanding why God asked him to stay with Mary in spite of the gossip, the scandal, the shame that must have come along with staying with Mary.
我们可以想象到这样的情况，约瑟一定是忐忑不安，他的心一定是没有平安。因为他完全不明白为什么神还要他留在玛利亚身边，他知道如果他和玛利亚一起的话，一定会有一些闲言闲语、丑闻或者是一些羞耻，一定会伴随着他们的。
So while shame can come from your own actions, looking at Joseph and Mary, we learn that sometimes shame can come to you even if it's not your fault.
虽然羞耻有可能是你自己做错事， 但是我们由约瑟和玛利亚身上看，我们会看到有时候就算不是你犯错，可能羞耻都会临到你身上。
It's not Mary's fault that she was chosen by God. It's not Joseph's fault that angel of the Lord came and told him that he was to stay in what appears to be an unfaithful engagement.
咁神拣选玛利亚唔系阿玛利亚嘅错，而神嘅一位天使嚟到约瑟面前话嗌佢留喺一个外边人睇嚟系不忠嘅婚姻里边，亦都唔系约瑟嘅错。
I'm pretty sure neither of them wanted things to turn out this way, but that's what happened.
我相信他们两个都不想事情发生到这样，但实际上事情就是这样发生了。
The reality is that sometimes we may find ourselves in a shameful situation because that shameful situation, the one that you really want no part of, may actually be a part of God's plan.
而实际上我们的生活当中，我们也都有时发现，有时我们不是想 去一个羞耻的境地，但是我们入到这样的情况的时候，没想到其实这些可能是神的计划的一部分。
This is a difficult truth to accept, isn't it?
这个是很难接受的事实，是吗？
We want what's right, we want what's fair, we want what's equitable.
我们想做对的事，公平的事，和合理的事。
But as part of your shameful past, could there be a way that God is using that for you to experience His glory?
会不会在你的生命当中，你这些羞耻的过去，会不会是一些神会用一些方法可以带出他的荣耀出来呢？
Sometimes the shame we experience is our own fault.
有时候我们羞耻的经验是我们做错了。
Other times we can be completely innocent, yet still have a shameful experience or have a shameful past.
但其他时间我们其实可能是无辜的，但怎么都好，我们仍然是可能是有羞耻的经历或者羞耻的过去。耶稣出生就是彻底羞耻和这个丑闻在当中。
And what our passage tells us is that Jesus was born into utter scandal and shame.
所以耶稣出生的时候就完全在这个丑闻和羞耻当中。
So shame can come from an experience or a past that we had no participation in, no control over whatsoever.
所以羞耻可能是我们没参与过，我们也都没得控制的经历或者是过去。
So how do we tend to deal with our shame? What's our preferred method of dealing with our shame?
咁呢度我哋会开始讲到我哋自己系倾向于点样去处理我哋嘅羞耻问题，或者我哋有遇到羞耻问题嘅时候，我哋首选方法系啲咩咧？
We tend to deal with our shame by covering up our shame, right?
我哋一般嘅方法都系中意冚住啲嗰啲唔好嘅事啦。
Covering up our shame like the same way that Joseph tries to deal with Mary's pregnancy.
我们做的方法就好像约瑟这样想去掩住玛利亚怀孕的事情。
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
这里也讲到她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Everyone will know Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus were born under shameful and scandalous circumstances.
当时所有的人都知道玛利亚和约瑟以及耶稣都在一个充满是羞耻和这个丑闻的情况之下的。
For Mary, from everyone's perspective, her shame is obviously infidelity and unfaithfulness.
咁瑪利亞就好簡單啦，大家都睇到佢係表面上係不忠，咁呢個係佢嘅羞恥啦。
But this isn't just shameful for Mary; it's also shameful for Joseph.
但係呢個嘅羞恥唔單止喺瑪利亞當中，亦都係喺約瑟，亦都有呢個情況。
We see that he wants nothing to do with the scandalous moral implications of Mary's pregnancy.
佢完全係唔想牽涉到喺瑪利亞呢個懷孕嘅醜聞當中。
And his character is on display with the manner in which he desires to do the right thing.
而我哋睇到约瑟个人格系表现到佢想系做一啲啱嘅事情。
By divorcing Mary quietly, I suspect that Joseph was seeking peace in his own heart to bring the betrothal to a peaceful, at least for him, conclusion.
咁透过暗暗咁去休玛利亚，我哋怀疑到约瑟其实可能系喺心里边有寻求佢嘅平安。希望他用这个方法可以将这个订婚 的解除可以有个完美或者是和平的结局。
But what is Joseph's method of dealing with Mary's pregnancy?
但是约瑟怎样处理玛利亚怀孕的问题呢？
To cover it up.
都是盖住它。
While he's trying to do the right thing, he's still trying to cover it up. And isn't that the natural human tendency, the way we deal with our shame?
雖然他是做一些對的,但我們仍然都看到他依然是想要蓋住一些東西,這些不是我們處理羞恥的很自然、很人性的傾向嗎?
Yet an angel from God tells Joseph to stay with Mary through the betrothal and eventually marry her.
但是一個天使,由從神而來的天使跟約瑟說,他要維持著和瑪利亞的婚約,而且最終要跟他結婚。
We see this in verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
我们看到第二十节讲到,大卫的子孙约瑟,不要怕,只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来,因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
What will all the people think of Joseph for staying with Mary?
那些人看到约瑟继续和玛利亚,他会怎么想呢?
That Joseph condones, he approves of her unfaithfulness.
看来好像约瑟对于玛利亚这些行为,好像在纵容她。
Now Joseph has to share in the shame of this scandalous pregnancy.
现在约瑟就被迫地在这个怀孕的丑闻里面,分享了这个羞耻了。
When we experience shame, we want to run and we want to hide.
当我们感到羞耻的时候,我们会想去逃跑,或者去躲起来。
We want to cover it up. We want to do whatever we can to disguise our shame.
我们想盖住它,想将这些东西,等到人家看不到。
Especially in a Chinese context, no one wants to put their shame out for everyone to see. No one wants all their shortcomings to be seen by everyone.
我们特别在我们华人的背景之下,我们没有人会愿意分享我们的缺点,又或者我们觉得是羞耻的东西。
Shame will welcome you into the shadows.
羞耻是会欢迎你进入他的阴影里面。
Shame will welcome you into the court of self-judgment.
羞耻亦会欢迎你进入他这个自我审判的法庭里面。
Shame will twist you into so many lies you cannot keep them all straight.
羞耻会令你陷入很多的谎言当中。
This is how we deal with our shame.
这就是我们怎样去处理我们的羞耻了。
We cover up our shame because we cannot believe that anyone will accept us with our imperfections.
我们掩饰我们的羞耻,因为我们没有办法相信会有人去愿意,我们这么不完美都要去接受我们。
And unfortunately for Joseph and likewise for us, covering up our shame is not a very good or effective solution.
但很不幸,无论是约瑟或者我们来说,我们去掩饰我们的羞耻并不是一个特别有效或者是一个好的方法。
And this is not how God wants us to deal with our shame.
而这个也不是神想要我们做的方法。
Unfortunately, this is something I believe we have all experienced at some point in our lives.
不幸的是,我相信我们大家可能在生活当中,某个情况都会做过这样的事情。
We've all felt ashamed of who we are, whether we are responsible ourselves for or the shame was placed upon us by someone else's actions.
我们可能因为自己的原因,或者其他人的原因,我们感觉到有些羞耻。
And we deal with the shame by covering it up.
而我们亦都是用掩饰的方法去。Hiding
from everyone.
去瞒住大家。
But God wants us to deal with our shame in a different way.
但神想我们用其他方法去处理我们的羞耻的问题。
He wants us to enter into the shame out of obedience to Him, out of obedience to God.
神是想我们信服祂,所以我们可以进入到羞耻里面。
Look at verse 20 again with me.
我们一起看第二十节。
Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
大卫的子孙约瑟,不要怕,只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来,因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And from that command, Joseph responds in verse 24 and 25.
这个命令之后,约瑟就在24和25节回应。
When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not, as in sexually did not know her, until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
这里讲到,约瑟醒了起来,就遵着主使者的吩咐,把妻子娶过来,以致没有和他同房,等他生了儿子,就给他起名耶稣。
God doesn't want us to run or hide or cover up our shame.
神希望我哋逃跑，或者去掩藏，或者去装饰我哋嘅羞耻。
No, the Lord asked Joseph to enter into the shame.
主邀请约瑟进入去羞耻里边。
And that's completely backwards, isn't it?
觉唔觉得咁系调翻转咧？
What benefit would come from stepping into the shame?
我哋踩入去羞耻里边，究竟有咩好处咧？
Joseph had been trying to cover up his shame, but God calls Joseph to stay with Mary.
约瑟佢好想冚住呢啲嘅羞耻，但系神叫佢同玛利亚一齐。
The birth of Jesus is a story of heartbreak, of shame, of scandal.
耶稣嘅诞生就系喺一个心碎，或者系羞耻，或者系一个系充满丑闻嘅故事。
Imagine the whole town, their mothers, their fathers, their siblings, their best friends, Joseph's coworkers, right? All wondering, whispering, gossiping. Why is Joseph still with Mary?
我哋可以想象一下。
Right?
我哋可以想象一下喺成個城裏邊，佢哋無論係鄉親父老，或者係兄弟姊妹，或者佢哋嘅好嘅朋友，又或者係約瑟嘅木匠，佢做木匠嘅同事，都可能喺度諗緊，喺度窃窃私语咁話，背後話點解約瑟仲同瑪麗亞一齊咧？我真係唔敢相信佢會同人過夜。
I can't believe she slept with someone. Who do you think it is?
你究竟覺得佢係邊？佢同邊個係過夜咧
？God called Joseph to enter into the shame.Even when it was difficult to understand.
神呼召到约瑟去接受这个的羞耻，虽然这个的呼召是很难去明白。
Joseph and Mary will have to deal with this public shame for the rest of their lives.
那约瑟和玛利亚在余生都要对付这些公众的羞耻的问题了。
So this is the family that Jesus was born into, a family well acquainted with scandal and shame.
这个就是耶稣的生的家出生的家庭了。这个家庭是明白到是怎样处理丑闻和羞耻的家庭。
And entering into the shame is extremely difficult.
进入到羞耻是一个 很困难 的事情。
Like Joseph was called to enter into the shame, I believe our passage is calling Christians to enter into, shame, into the shameful and the scandalous in order to bring the hope.The peace, the joy, and the love of the gospel, the good news of Jesus.
进入到羞耻系好困难，就好似约瑟啱啱系呼召咗神呼召佢进入去羞耻一样。我相信我哋嘅经文今日系亦都系呼召到我哋弟兄姊妹去进入一个充满羞耻同埋嘅丑陋嘅地方。就系我哋咁样做嘅原因，就系可以将主耶稣嘅福音或者呢个好消息嘅希望、平安、爱同喜乐带出嚟。
I took Lighthouse students a few years ago to Thailand, and I insisted that our team of high school students that we prayer walk in a red light district in Bangkok.
咁喺好幾年前，我帶隊去帶 Lighthouse 嘅同學去到泰國嗰度。咁喺嗰度，我堅持佢哋有一班嘅高中生嘅團隊要喺曼谷其中一個紅燈區裏邊去步行祈禱。
Before going, there was a lot of concern about my insistence, and understandably so. I definitely understand why there was concern.
咁當時好多人都對我好有質疑，咁我都好明白大家嘅質疑都好有道理。
But I insisted that we go and enter into this place of shame, armed with the power and the authority of the God of the universe, just like Jesus entered into our dingy and broken world.
他们的忧虑 很可以理解，但我坚持我们要带着掌管宇宙神的大能和权威入到这个羞耻的地方，就好像耶稣进入到我们破碎的世界一样。
And God calls on those who follow him to do the same and enter into the brokenness and the shame of our world, of our relationships, of the people and the friends and the family that you know.
耶稣都呼召到我们都是 每一个人都是这样做，进入到我哋呢个世界破碎嘅同埋羞耻嘅地方，亦都包括一啲咁嘅关系当中。
I would contend to you that that prayer walk, those I don't know 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it was, that was one of the most impactful things that we did for God's kingdom and for ourselves.
我可以好肯定咁同你讲， 我舉一個嘅步行祈禱，唔知係20或者30分鐘咁樣啦。呢、这個嘅祈禱係我喺泰國呢一個嘅期間，無論係對神嘅國，或者係對於我哋自己所做，我覺得係最有影響力嘅。
All we did was pray in the name of Jesus。
我哋做嘅只不過就係奉耶穌嘅名去祈禱。
But the look in everyone's eyes when we came back together showed me that we began to understand a little bit more.Of what it was like for the God of the universe to send his son into a shameful and broken world to bear my shame, to take on our guilt, and to pay the cost of all the public and private things, or all the private wrong things you and I have ever done.
咁当我哋一齐翻嚟嘅时候，我哋喺从呢个翻嚟嘅 youth 嘅眼神当中，我哋睇到佢哋对于神将佢嘅儿子送嚟一个好可耻好。破碎的世界去承受我们的羞耻，承担我们的内疚，为你和我做的所有公开或者私人的过错的过犯，这些我觉得他们多了明白了。
And so that leads us to ask, why does God deal with our shame?
那于是我们就会看到为什么神要我们处理我们的羞耻问题呢？
God deals with our shame by Jesus saving us from our sins.
神的方法就是透过耶稣拯救我们脱离罪恶，来处理我们的羞耻。
Jesus enters into our shame because he wants us to be, he wants to be in a personal relationship with you.
Look at verse 21 to 23 with
me. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主藉先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来，就是神与我们同在。
And from the mouth of the angel, Jesus came to do what? To save people from their sins.
咁我哋喺度由天使嘅口中，我哋知道耶稣嚟做咩咧？就系将百姓从罪恶里边去拯救咗出嚟。
So how do we know that sin exists? Because shame exists.
我哋点知道有罪嘅存在咧？因为有羞耻嘅存在。
Shame is the proof that we know deep down that there is something indeed wrong with us.
羞耻就证明到我哋知道，我哋心里边系内心深处知道我哋系有啲嘅问题。
Emmanuel, God with us, is why we have Christmas.
以马内利，神与我哋同在，就系点解我哋有圣诞啦。
Is shame something you genuinely feel?
你会唔会感觉到有羞耻咧
？Christians are not supposed to be the most well put together people.
基督徒唔应该系一啲好高光鲜高尚嘅人。
Christians are simply people who have allowed God to deal with your shame and to save you from your sins.
基督徒只不过系一啲愿意俾神去处理佢哋嘅羞耻，并且系愿意俾神去拯救佢哋从罪恶中救咗出嚟。
And so this is what the Bible teaches, that Jesus enters into our shame in order to save us from our sins.
呢个就系圣经嘅教导，耶稣进入咗我哋嘅羞耻，去拯救我哋脱离罪恶。
When we experience shame, when we feel ashamed, it is a deeply disturbing and unsettling experience that can strike to the very core of who you are.
当我们经历到羞耻，当我们感到羞耻的时候，这个是会令到人们很烦扰，同埋真的很不安的经验。而这些咁嘅感觉，甚至乎会击中咗我们的自身的核心的身份的认同。
It can feel impossible to feel at peace when you're struggling with shame.
当我们和羞耻在搏斗的时候，我们是不可能感受到平安。
Unless we have a gospel, a good news that deals with the shame in my life and in your life, we don't and we cannot appreciate the birth of Jesus, which is the meaning of Christmas.
除非我们有福音处理了你和我生活中的羞耻，否则我们是没办法可以真真正正去懂得欣赏耶稣基督的诞生，即是圣诞的真意。
Christmas is really about the wonder of God sending Jesus into our broken world, our shameful experiences, and our scandalous actions in order to save us into a personal relationship that we cannot resolve with our own power.
聖誕節其實是關於一個奇蹟，就是神將主耶穌送到我們這個破碎的世界，我們的可恥的經歷，我們的醜陋的行為都是得到他的拯救，令到我們沒辦法去解決的問題，他幫我們解決了。
And so our soul cannot find peace when we're dealing with the shame in our own lives.
我們的靈魂沒辦法可以找到平安，當我們有這個問題的時候。
Where are you coming from right now?
你現在的光景是怎樣呢？
What in your past, your family, your friendships, your relationships, your marriage, your physical condition might you feel ashamed of because of something you've done?
在你的過去，在你的家，或者在你的友誼和你的人際關係，你的婚姻，你的身體狀況，你會不會感受到是因為你做過一些事是讓你覺得是很羞愧的呢？
Is there a bad habit that you've been trying to rid yourself of for years? Or maybe that shame has been placed upon you by someone else? Is there something that you've been bitter about for a long time because it's not your fault?
會不會在你的生命當中你有一些東西，一些壞習慣你很想去改，又或者是有一些人將一些羞恥放在你的生命當中，亦都會不會是有一件事情令到你很苦毒，而個原因就是其實你沒做錯事呢？
Whether you're a Christian or not, I think we can begin to deal with the shame, the tough issues in our lives by sharing the thing that we're struggling with a trusted friend.
無論你是不是基督徒都好，我認為我們都可以透過和一些信得過的朋友去分享這些事情，來去開始解決這個棘手的羞恥的問題。
We can tell our friend the issue that we've never told anyone else before.
我們可以跟我們的朋友說這些我們從來沒有跟人說過的一些問題。
So regardless of your spiritual background or where you currently are in your spiritual journey, what I want you to know is that believing in Jesus can help you redeem your past, your history, and address the shame that might finally allow you to experience the peace of Christmas.
無論你的屬靈背景是怎樣，或者你現在在你的屬靈的旅程去到哪裡都好，我想告訴你的就是，相信耶穌可以救贖你的過去，你的歷史和解決你羞恥，可能會令到你這個可以幫助到你更加明白聖誕。
I don't know what you're carrying right now, but I'm sure that there are shameful circumstances that we all carry with us.
我不知道你現在背負著什麼，但我相信大家總會有一些羞恥是背負著。
I want to encourage all of us to take some time this week to pause and to reflect. What have I done that's brought shame upon myself? Or what is shameful about my past?
我很想鼓勵大家在這個禮拜都大家花一點時間去省察一下自己，究竟我做了些什麼是會令到自己覺得是羞愧的呢？又或者是我的過去有沒有什麼事情令到我自己都是到今時今日都是覺得羞愧的呢？
What do I not have peace about? What am I still trying to cover up?
我對於什麼是沒有平安，我究竟是想蓋什麼呢？
If you wouldn't consider yourself as someone who is actively following Jesus, I want to let you know that God loves you dearly.
如果你不认为自己是一个积极跟随耶稣的，我想告诉你，耶稣很爱你。
The shame you and I have all experienced proves just how broken we are and how we've all done things that are hurtful and shameful.
你同我都经历过，这些羞耻证明了我们是几咁破碎的人，我们都做过很多伤害人，也都是很羞耻的事情。
And ultimately, there's a price to be paid for all those bad things that we've done.
而最终亦都系有一个代价系需要付出嚟去解决呢啲嘅唔好嘅事情。
And those actions mean that we are then separated from God and a personal relationship with Him.
而呢啲嘅事情就令到我哋同神同埋同神嘅关系隔绝咗。
God sent Jesus to become familiar and acquainted with our shame, so He could identify with us and understand us by entering into our broken and shameful world.
神就差遣了耶稣来到这个世界上去熟悉和了解我们的羞耻，这样也可以通过他进入到我们的破碎和可耻的世界来到和我们认同，也都明白到我们。
And this is the good news of Christmas and the free gift of eternal life, the Christmas gift that God offers. The answer to how we find peace through our shame is through a personal relationship with Jesus.
这个就是圣诞节的好消息了，就是神他给一个永生这一份的免费礼物给到我们。这一份礼物就是那一份独一的圣诞礼物。我们怎样通过主耶稣去就是叫到这个方案去给到我们一个平安，也解决到我们和神的关系。
Jesus took our shame upon himself. He lived a perfect sinless life. He died an unjust death, and he conquered sin and death by rising from the grave 3 days later.
耶稣将我们的羞耻归在他身上，他过着完美无罪的一生，但是他是在不义之中死亡，三日之后从坟墓里面复活，战胜了罪恶和死亡。
Thank God for the Christmas gift that keeps giving every day. Let's pray together.
感謝主每日不斷送出的這份聖誕禮物，我們一起祈禱。
God, we thank you that you've dealt with our sin and our shame by sending Jesus into the world to be acquainted and familiar with the very thing that you've set yourself apart for in order to bring us into a personal relationship with you.
神啊，我們感謝你差派主耶穌基督來到這個世界，來認識我們，也都了解我們，将我们的罪和我们的羞耻去处理，藉此将我们带入你和你的关系之中。
For those of us who are still working through and enduring shame in our lives, I pray that you help us turn our shame over to you in exchange for a real and genuine peace.
对于我们这些在生活当中很努力去克服或者去忍受我们羞耻的人，主要我求你们，求你帮助到我们将羞耻交给你，去换取真正的平安。
And may you use our shameful experiences to not only grow us, but help us honor you through our lives.
愿你帮助到我们，当我们处理我们的羞耻的时候，不单止叫到我们生命有成长，也都帮助我们在我们的一生中去荣耀你。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.